This is a 9 Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world. Welcome to another Motivational Monday. I'm happy to be your host once again. My name is Billy, and I've got an interesting show for you guys today. On today's show, I'll be talking about personal development, and I'll be talking about another one of my role models, Jim Rohn. I'm really excited for today's show. With that said, let's get straight into it. Personal development is actually something I learned about after I discovered Jim Rohn. The definition I'm going to give of personal development is not a dictionary definition. Rather, it's a definition that I understand or my experience and my practice of personal development. According to me, personal development is the bettering of oneself spiritually, mentally, physically. You do whatever it takes to better yourself, and that's how you move forward in life. If you know you're slacking in one aspect of your life, you don't just sweep it under the rug. Rather, you work hard at that aspect of your life and you perfect it and you get better. And that's what personal development is. It's basically working on yourself and making yourself a better version of yourself. It's sad because ever since I discovered personal development, which is about like 3 years ago, I realized that not a lot of people actually take the time for personal development. People will work on everything else besides themselves. They'll work on their career, they'll work on their relationships, they'll work on their finances, but they never actually take the time to work on themselves. And everything is within you. You create your world inside out, and if you don't take the time to actually work on yourself, nothing you do on the outside will be successful in the long run. You can get temporary success, but you're always going to find a hurdle that you can't get over because your personal development is lacking, and you can't lack in one aspect of your life and not lack in other aspects. So, for example, if your personal development is lacking, your financial status is probably also lacking. You're probably also lacking in relationships. You're probably also lacking in your career, all because your personal development is lacking. It's a chain reaction, basically. And if you take the time to improve yourself via personal development, you're also going to see your life in general, your finances, your relationship, your health, everything will start to get better and improve because you're taking the time to work on yourself. So it's fairly simple. It's nothing too complex, and I'm sure it's something that everybody can relate to. We all have things that we want to work on. We all have things that we feel like we should improve. And even when you do improve on one aspect of your life, you always find something else to improve upon. So personal development is an ongoing journey. It's not something that you do once and then you've achieved it and then it's done. Rather, it's like when you reach a new level in life, you realize that there's another level that you have to attain, and you keep leveling up and you keep going up and you don't ever stop. With that said, let me move on to the next segment of this podcast. On this segment of the podcast, I'll be talking about Jim Rohn, one of my role models, one of my earliest role models. What got to me about Jim Rohn, what attracted me to Jim Rohn, what made Jim Rohn my role model was how Jim Rohn spoke. Jim Rohn was the first person who I discovered who spoke about things in duality. He never really only spoke about one side, but he always told both sides of the story. You don't tell a person one side of the story unless you're trying to sell them something. And like I've been saying with the other episodes on my role models, that all of my role models are people who I feel like they're not trying to sell me something, but rather they're actually trying to help me. It's not just a product, but it's rather their life experiences. And Jim Rohn is a big advocate of personal development. I only discovered personal development because of him. He has an interesting story how by the time he was 25, he was broke. He had nothing. He was married, but he was struggling to make ends meet. By the time he was 31, he had turned his life around. He had become a millionaire and everything was good. And that 5 or 6 years where he went from broke to being rich, he speaks about those 5 years the most, and those 5 years are really inspiring because I discovered Jim Rohn when I really needed him, when I really needed someone I could listen to, someone I could take advice from, someone who could lead me to a better place. And personal development is exactly that. Personal development basically gave me power again. It made me feel like I was in control of my life. I didn't feel as if I was powerless anymore. And that's why I'm such a believer in personal development. And that's why I love Jim Rohn so much, because he basically puts it out there that you have to work on yourself. There's this one quote that he has: it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. And he says, what happens to you happens to everybody else. And he gives the example, he says, the sun went down on everybody last night. And it's all of those little philosophies. I also believe Jim Rohn was a philosopher. He never thought of himself as a motivational speaker. He always thought of himself as a businessman who's trying to help people acquire success. You know, he's a businessman who achieves success and he's trying to help other people achieve that same or similar success. And for me, that's beautiful, because he's using his life experience, what he knows, the things he's learned, and he's basically sharing it with his audience, with the people who care to listen. And that's very beautiful, because not everybody cares to listen. He talks about how the broke man is the man who's not willing to listen to a tape or read a book or something to better themselves, you know. But this person is broke, they'll tell you they don't have enough time for that. But then that's what they should actually be doing in order to go from being broke to being rich. And Jim Rohn really inspired me to lead a better life. He is one of the main reasons why I am the person I am today. And without his influence upon my life, I feel like I would have been lost. And I feel like me discovering Jim Rohn was the universe's way of pointing me in the right direction. And I believe all of us need to find people like that in life, people who we really look up to, people who we want to emulate, people whose life is perfect in our eyes, even though they might not consider their life to be perfect. But in your eyes, it's perfect, because that's exactly what you want to be like. That's exactly who you want to be. And sometimes these people are people who are not here anymore, because I discovered Jim Rohn in 2017, years after he had passed away. But that didn't matter, because his words, the life he lived and everything he did was very inspirational, was very helpful and added value to my life. So much so that I want to help other people. I want to add value towards other people. And like I said, I want to emulate him and I want to be like him. With that said, I'd like to round up this week's episode of the coolest podcast ever. Thank you for listening to me. My name is Billy. This has been a Motivational Monday. Find me on social media, specifically on Twitter at RenownBilly. I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.